The following is an encore presentation of Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, welcome in Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. The Sunday show is upon us from the Carr Firearms Group studios. The Patriot Mobile Communications and Command Center rolling and lit up and ready to go. The Sig Sauer mic, powerful, platinum, and ready to rock. All of it being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how are you today, my brother from another mother?
I am doing pretty good. And hey, Mark, we have special message just for you on this special anniversary evening.
Well, let's play it.
Hey, Mark, it's Dad. Your mother and I want to congratulate you on your 15 years of hosting Armed American Radio. You've come a long way since that first night that we sat in the studio with you when you were doing just 1 hour a show on Sunday evening. And we decided, hey, this could really work. And we've seen how hard you worked at it. So it really didn't surprise us when the show really took off. You've gone from 1 hour a week to 6 days a week, hundreds of radio stations around the country. And that's quite an accomplishment. We want you to know we're very proud of you. We love you. And keep up the good work because the Second Amendment needs you.
Hey, that's pretty special, man.
Oh, Greg, really? You're going to start me off there? That's my dad, ladies and gentlemen. God bless him. Dad, I love you to death. I know you and Mom are listening, so thank you for that. It means the world. All right, I don't even know how do I top that. I guess what we do is we just get started. Let me welcome you in to Armed American Radio today. Of course, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in these Carr Firearms Group studios. Today marks a very special day. Today we celebrate 15 years of Armed American Radio over the nation's airwaves. 15 years, Greg. 15 years.
That is a feat, definitely.
Proud to tell you that over these 15 years of this weekend's national broadcast that we're now doing, as of this show right now, Greg, I don't know if you did the math, but this marks our 780th straight broadcast over those 15 years.
That's quite a few.
780 shows with never running a three-hour encore and never once having a guest host in this seat for 15 straight years. That's a remarkable run. Yeah, we've had some technical issues over that time, and we're required to tape the show the same day on a few occasions to make sure that you listeners didn't miss one, but you've never gotten a three-hour repeat broadcast on this show, not once, in these past 15 years. We're very proud of that. As Trump would say, we're very incredibly proud of that record.
It's huge.
It's huge. We've been here every holiday, every storm, every step of the way to see to it that you remain informed on your critical right to bear arms. My mother famously asked me, Greg, if I was out of my mind years ago, giving up my businesses that I had been running for years in Florida, and wondered aloud to me. And we've mentioned it many times on the show over the years. Can you really talk about this subject every week for a solid hour? Mom, I know you're tuned in. I think we've answered that question. How did it all get started? And this is a fun story to tell, because as we sit here today, we're going to reminisce over 15 years on these 3 hours today. But it's a fantastic story of perseverance, very strong beliefs, and I dare I say a cadre of amazing people whom we will talk with today and about today, and no doubt a lot of divine intervention. Here's why. Because we are right, they are wrong, and the longevity of this show is proof of it. So how did it get started? Glad you asked. 15 years ago, my friend Tim Schmidt and I decided to bring the politics of gun rights to the radio. And Greg, as you know, we had no idea how we were going to do it. We had no clue. We just knew we wanted to. And I was tasked with figuring it out when, out of the blue, I received a phone call back in late 2008 from my dear friend Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms in Ohio, who oddly asked me to co-host a radio show he was doing on behalf of his organization at the time up in Cleveland, the Buckeye Firearms Association. They had bought some time on a local station, and Jim needed help. I answered that call, and AAR was born. Divine intervention. Shortly after that, I asked a local station affiliated with that station in Cleveland, in Atlanta here, if they would be interested in airing such a broadcast here locally. And 3 months later, I hadn't heard from them. And 3 months later, I got a call back as I was driving through downtown Atlanta on my way home from a business trip to Tampa, Florida. They wanted to meet. And again, divine intervention, because I happened to be, Greg, less than 1 mile from the exit ramp that took me to their location.
That's cool.
And they had the time right then and there on the spot. A deal was reached, and this show took to the airwaves 1 month later on April 26, 2009, as a one-hour local radio show heard here in Atlanta on AM 920, The Answer, who, by the way, we love you guys. You are carrying the program live right now to this day. And after all of these years, The Daily Show as well. We love you guys. It wasn't easy. There were obstacles in the way, such as my coming down, Greg. This is not something I've talked a lot about, but I came down with norovirus just 2 days before our first one-hour show. Guys, if you've ever had that, you know what I'm talking about. I will not go into details.
Wow.
But I got better the very day of the show. Again, divine intervention, because I was sick as a dog. But I guess we did something right, because in September, there was interest nationwide. And by October of 2009, we were airing on over 35 stations and had moved to 3 hours. 35 to turn to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 135, and now on down the road. Well over 200 plus and hundreds of digital cable outlets later, AAR is a national powerhouse. A few years into the venture, I would take total ownership of AAR and later added The Daily Defense. Armed American Radio is now heard across the nation 6 days per week and continues its growth. Today, we reflect over all of these incredible years with some of the folks who made it and continue to make it all possible. So buckle in, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a fun ride. We're going to reunite the original roundtable crew of David Kodria, George the Mad Ogre Hill, and Neil McCabe in the next hour. And I'm going to play you a wildly funny classic AAR clip with the master of self-defense himself, Massad Ayoub, who was in the studio with me all the way back in July of 2010, that became radio legend as it unfolded live on the airwaves. You'll soon find out in the third hour, in the third segment of this hour, if you've missed it. Let's quickly go to our guest, Jim Irvine, who is going to carry me through the next couple minutes, who actually lit the spark that became this show. Jim, welcome in, brother. What a great story to tell, and we've told it before. How are you, my friend?
Mark, I couldn't be better. What an honor it is to be with you today. Congratulations on this achievement. And you have worked so hard. People will never know the effort and the work that you put into this day after day after day for 15 years. So today was my soon-to-be 15-year-old daughter's confirmation. They got confirmed today, which means they weren't even born yet when you did your first show. It's amazing to think about that.
You're aging us, Jim. Good heavens.
I know. But the kids, our kids got older. You and I did not.
Okay. I'll buy that.
The first show I had you on was the worst show I ever did. And not because of Mark, because of technical issues. I was in studio. He was not. And it was a small-time show, and it was just a disaster. And when we got done, I go out to the car, and I just sat there, like, in disgust. And my phone rings, and I look, it's Mark. I pick it up. I'm like, hey. And I'm like, that was horrible. We are never doing that again. And Mark goes, that was horrible. We got to do it again. I'm like, what? He's like, we can't end there. We've got to end on a high note, not on that. And I said, I don't know. But he talked me into it. And you know what? It's that attitude why you're still doing a show and why I quit doing my show over 14 years ago. And I was people ask me about giving up my show. And I'm like, I don't need to do this show because this guy, Mark Walters, he is better at this than I am. He is going to take this to places I can't. He's going to do things that I would never do. And 15 years later, look at you now, man. It is so neat to call you a friend and to be along with you in all this journey. As a person, Mark hasn't changed at all, folks. But as a host, he's gotten better. He's gotten smarter. He knows. Dude, the knowledge in your head boggles my mind. Just hanging out with you is fun.
You're killing me over here, Jim. Between that opening statement with my dad, good heavens, and you. You know, I did go back, by the way.
Your dad is absolutely right, by the way.
You know, interestingly, let me age ourselves here. My father just turned 85 in March, Jim. And when I started this program, he was only 8 years older than I am sitting here today. Okay? So that's how time flies. I don't want to look at it in that perspective, but he's doing wonderful, the greatest conservative I know, and a huge advocate of the right to keep and bear arms, both he and my mom. And I did go back and listen to that. I actually have those on tape, on DVD. Oh, and it was cringy, Jim. It was cringy.
I think that it became this. That's because you work so hard at it. You have a natural God-given talent for this, but you have worked your butt off on it for over 15 years. You were working at it long before you ever got on air the first time with this show. So it's neat to see your success. And for all of us in the audience listening, this is a big political year. And every time we hear our friends, our neighbors, our buddies complain about the whole political system and this and that and the other thing, you know what I tell everybody is, hey, have you ever listened to Armed American Radio? And so many people go, what's that? And I'm like, dude, it's your daily dose of freedom. You have got to check it out. So,
Jim Irvine,
let's help Mark grow his audience.
You're the spark, brother. Thank you for everything you did. And thank you for making that divine intervention phone call all those years ago. Alan Gottlieb coming up to talk about his history with the show. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher. Congratulations, Mark, on 15 years fighting for gun rights on the nation's airwaves. It's well-deserved, my friend. Congratulations. Looking forward to listening to another 15 great years.
Oh, man, Mike Gallagher. Proud to call him a friend. Thank you for that, Mike, very, very much. My favorite radio host outside, I think everybody's favorite host, and that would be Rush Limbaugh. And I don't think any host would take offense to that statement at all. Mike Gallagher is my go-to guy when I do turn to talk radio, which is rare. Greg in Dallas, welcome back in, brother. Would you take the first couple minutes, or I would say 30 seconds at least, to tell people where they can watch us on the 15th anniversary show today and participate in a very active chat?
Yeah, absolutely. If you'd like to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link. But we'd prefer you watch since it is the 15th anniversary. If you missed this episode and maybe you're listening tomorrow, well, catch the podcast link or any previous episode you may have missed, head over to the podcast link, get caught up over there. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Thanks for that, Greg. I appreciate it very much. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching, you can see behind me there are two balloons behind me that say 15. And, Greg, I'm telling you, if I back up close enough and that thing pops,
you're going to be speaking in high
those
pitch.
Watching are going to see something there that they've probably never seen on a radio show before. Hopefully that does not occur. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, my dear friend, welcome in. 15 years, Alan, 780 straight Sundays, brother. Can you believe it?
No, time goes too fast, Mark. Congratulations. It's been quite a run, and it'll continue to be quite a run. But I still can't believe it's been 15 years.
Close enough, and that thing pops.
Those
watching are going to see. I'm going to see something there that they've probably never seen on a radio. Can you cut that feed?
Sorry.
Coming from there, we go. All right, sorry, we had a little bit of a mix minus there. Alan, thank you for everything that you've done for this program. And you're right, time does fly. It's frightening, isn't it? You know, at the top of the hour, you heard a clip from my dad, and I mentioned to Jim, good heavens, you know, I'm only 8 years younger than he was when I started the show, and he just turned 85, and time keeps flying right by. Jim Irvine's kids weren't even born when we started this. Alan, you've been very instrumental in the growth of this program, and what a lot of people don't know is something I want to give you hats off to, but it was years ago when you and I met at a Georgia Kerry event when you were speaking. And Alan, honestly, I've lost track of how long ago that was. Better part
of
a
decade. Yeah, it seems like it was yesterday, doesn't it? Wow.
Yeah, and it was close to a decade ago, if not a decade ago. But you were instrumental, and you personally made an overture to this program and to me that enabled me to go mobile on this show. And that radically changed our ability to grow this program. And I want to thank you for that. on the airwaves. You've been as dedicated, if not more dedicated, to this show than I have over the years. And thank you, sir. It means so much to have your support here. I really do appreciate it.
Well, Mark, your show has been very, very important for the gun rights movement. And quite frankly, it's helped expand the movement and grow lots of organizations and get the word out when it was needed to people so they could act quickly. You're part of the foundation of the gun rights movement, and no one knows how much impact you've really had, but you've had an awful lot.
Well, I appreciate that, because it's hard. You know, it's not something I've ever really thought about. One thing I'm awful proud of is the fact, Alan, that there have been other shows that have popped up as a result of what we do here. There are countless podcasts that are now out there. There are other radio programs that are all out there. And, you know, I go back to our good friend Tom Gresham, who is the Rush Limbaugh of this genre of radio, who, as you know, will be celebrating his 30th year in January of 2025. That's incredible. And none of us would be here if it weren't for Tom and everything that he's done. He literally paved the way. And he and I talked this week and had some very kind words, and he is just an awesome human being, and I can't wait to have him on this program. So, Alan, let's go. 15 years. When I started this show, even just discussing starting the show, it was in 08. That's the year the Heller decision was decided. What's happened since then? Good heavens, let's go back 15 years.
Well, just on a quick note on it, we've had other Supreme Court cases as well, McDonald and Bruin, obviously. We've taken how many states now have constitutional carry where you can carry without a permit to exercise your constitutional rights? I mean, the majority of states now, that's been key and important. There's been an awful lot that's gone on in the gun rights movement since the show started that you've reported on and helped, in many cases, plant seeds for so that the trees could grow. Boy, it's been an amazing – I hate to see 15 years gone so fast. Yeah. But, you know, when we stop and think about all the accomplishments over the 15 years that the show has been a part of, wow.
What about the change, Alan, from the other side? I got to thinking about this today. And I see a significant change in the way the other side has approached their attack on the right to keep and bear arms. And you famously used the words here on the show just a few months ago, creativity. Their creativity over the last 15 years has been remarkable, has it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they keep changing the goalposts and the goal line, and they're smart in how they do it. They've created lots of headaches and problems for us for firearms ownership in our country. I mean, it's amazing. I do have to take my hat off to the creativity, but, you know, they have some of the nation's largest PR firms working for them and advertising agencies and funding from billionaires to help fund it. So I guess it doesn't really surprise me when they have so many resources they can turn to. And it just shows how threatened our gun rights are and how important shows like Armed American Radio is to our battlefield. They don't need, an anti-gun rights show because they have so much media on their side to anti-gun rights to start with. That's why this show is so important.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Alan, because when we were first putting together the outline of this program, really a storyboard, if you will, how are we going to approach the show? A lot of people were looking forward to Red Meat Radio, right? They couldn't wait for me to get people like Shannon Watts on the program and go toe-to-toe. And I made the decision immediately. Absolutely not. They get all the airplay in the world. I want this program to be something that you listeners can come home to and hear what it is you need to hear about, and not the back and forth and the vitriol that goes absolutely nowhere. And Alan, I'm pretty positive the fact that we're here after 15 years means that that was the right decision to make at the time. Would you agree with that?
Not only is it the right decision to make at the time, it's still the right decision to carry forward with. So, yes.
All right. That's good to hear, because I do get a lot of commentary from others. Why don't you have David Hogg on the show? Why don't you have Shannon Watts? Because I don't want to waste your time, listeners. It's pretty much that simple. So, Alan, looking back now over 15 years, we've got only 30 seconds. Is the anti-gun movement as strong as they appear, or is it just fake news? Is it just a media facade?
No, they're as strong as they appear to be. They have grown. When you have millions and millions of dollars to throw at things, you can make things grow. When you have megaphone of, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, MSNBC, and I can go on for more than the time we have allowed. That's why they're so strong.
And the perception becomes reality, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Gottlieb, I love you to death. Thank you for your mentorship over all of these years. Thank you for your participation. And I can't wait to continue to have you on this program for many, many years to come. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, put your laugh hats on, because when we come back, I'm going to play you an absolute classic clip from 2010. You'll love it. We'll be right back.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters. Mark, congratulations on 15 years of being on the radio. That's almost as long as it's going to take us to fix what Joe Biden screwed up over the past 3 years. But hey, looking forward to another 15 years and beyond with you on the radio. 15 years of Armed American Radio is absolutely amazing. Congratulations, brother.
Wow, that's the great Andy Hoosier. And I'm glad you played that when you did, Greg, because he didn't say Andy Hoosier, and that was just perfect timing. That's why you are who you are, Greg, in Dallas.
You know, I have my moments.
You have your moments? Well, yep. You certainly had your moment on our 13th anniversary show back in 4/27 of 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to set this up for you because it kind of requires being set up. If you're new to the program and haven't heard this, prepare to laugh your tails off. Those of you who have heard it, prepare to laugh again, because it gets funnier each time you listen to it. Let's just start with this. I contemplated playing the original clip from 2010, but when I went back and listened to our discussion of it, it became even funnier because your commentary on top of what was already funny, Greg, just added to it. Greg threw a dig at me as I was explaining the clip, and he's probably going to do it again now, too. I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm not wrong again.
Well, your talk radio host talks. That's what talk radio hosts do. So you guys take a listen. You'll hear me laugh when he does. You'll hear him laugh, too, because when I played it for him, he cracked up. And he even said, I can't believe I did that. But he did. It's so classic, Greg. You know, Masad Ayoub was in the studio with me with his partner and championship shooter, Gail Pepin. They had come down from shooting a Glock match.
Is this a double setup? Like you're setting it up now and then you're going to set it up again in the audio?
No, only because I want them to hear the dig you throw. I want them to get the gist of it. See what he's already doing it now. We're going to have too much fun today, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to hear the 13th anniversary version of this as Greg and I played it, and I'll let it play out. Enjoy Greg hitting me over the head live on the radio, and then enjoy the clip. Go ahead, Greg.
To be in the studios with us. And I happened to have found, prior to their arrival, a story I wanted to cover about a woman who had beaten another woman nearly to death in the stall of a bar in Pennsylvania with a beer mug. Now, I chuckle, not because that's funny, but the clip itself became hilarious. It was an instant classic when we talked about it. So I want to set it up briefly for you if you've never heard it. And Greg, do we have enough time to run it?
Yeah, if we keep talking, we won't.
There you go. It's about a five-minute clip. Let's go ahead and run it. I just set that up for you. This is how it went down on that day in July 2010. Go ahead.
Masad Ayoub sitting right across from me. Welcome back.
Hey, gang. Good to be here.
And Gail Pepin, championship shooter. I love it.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Sean, this one's going to crack you up. And Masad and I have got to go here.
Okay.
Because this is big news. Of course, Nikki Gosar, who you know.
Yes, I do.
Right? Just made a lot of headway in Tennessee fighting for the right to carry in restaurants. Of course, her husband was murdered in cold blood by a criminal. And I had to look back at it, Mass, and I thought that he couldn't have gone in there with a gun because guns weren't allowed in bars. But he did, right? And when I saw this today, I couldn't help but think about our friend Nikki. If she's listening, Nikki, if you're listening, feel free to call. I would love to get your comment on this. Woman attacked with beer mug inside Ambridge Bar restroom. A woman said she was attacked by another woman who was brandishing a beer mug inside the bathroom of a bar. Now,
if she kept it concealed, it would have been okay.
I can't even get past the first sentence of this. I didn't know you could brandish a beer mug in a bar.
Well, you can, but it will splash everywhere.
Yeah, well, she was open carrying a beer mug in a bar. This other woman, her name is Sherita Gilbert, she's 38 years old, attacked Olivia Patterson, 30, at Tonino's bar on Sunday last week. Investigators, and I'm paraphrasing as I go through here, quoted Gilbert as you used a beer mug to beat Patterson in the head, shoulders, back, and arms with the beer mug that she was open carrying and brandishing in the bar. It doesn't say whether it was full or empty. I'm sure at some point
it was empty by the end.
And this woman spoke to Channel 11 News and said her arms are in braces, both wrists are fractured, and several fingers are broken. And she said, get this, I feared for my life.
She still does.
She still does. She went into the bathroom, and she said while she was sitting down, this woman breaks the door down and started hitting me with this mug. And police said the fight happened over a spilled drink. Now, this poses an awful lot of questions that are very relevant to the current fight being waged in states across the country, because we hear you can't bring a gun into a bar. You can't do that. Well, now I understand that it would probably be safer in a bar if they didn't have mugs, right? So we need to ban mugs in bars.
Or create safer, safe mug technology. Styrofoam
addiction. Turn to styrofoam addiction.
Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is laughable. I guess it's not laughable if you're a living person.
Yeah, it is. But,
I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm speechless right now. I couldn't get past the first sentence of this. She was attacked by another woman who was brandishing a beer mug in a bar. Can you brandish a firearm on the range?
It's going to be a long night, Mark.
When you see stuff like this.
But perhaps it should have been a seven-day waiting.
The mug?
Yes.
Or to go into the bar.
Actually, if you issue them camelbacks, fill the camelback at the bar, they'd have to take it off and swing it over their heads to hit someone, and it would give fair warning.
Well, Mark, what about the children? What if the children got beer mugs? Then where are we?
You know, it adds a new... Oh, man.
Mark, did you show them the picture of the woman that did the crime?
No, I didn't figure the picture would go well over the radio, Sean.
No, I'm talking about the people in the studio with you.
No, I did not.
Hold up to the microphone.
I just thought that this was, but charges including aggravated assault. And the woman said even with her attacker in jail, she still doesn't feel safe. So she must have one heck of a reach with that beer mug.
Well, she,
wow, that's just nuts. Sean, I'm glad you saw that. Oh, Mossad. Calvin Fowler called me a bonehead for saying that the officers were gunned down. He didn't like the terminology that I used to do that.
Well, if this was a beer mug, perhaps her victim was brewed up.
Or mugged down.
Or simply mugged.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the brilliance of Mossad.
Oh, it's so fun. Oh, good heavens. And to laugh on top of the laugh and to hear Sean's voice is wonderful. He had more fun with that. He had actually seen that story, Greg, and I didn't know it. But he had actually read that story in advance of the program when we were talking about it. He had seen it. That's why I said, I'm glad you saw this.
Yep.
And then to hear you on top of it, with the mugged thing. Brilliance of Mossad Ayoub on that. But, guys, he was in the studio with me, and I want to thank Dan Agramonte. I know Dan is listening right now. If you're watching the show, you can see a photograph I have up there. We have Danny and his wife. They are gunsmiths from North Georgia. Dan in the top left corner next to me in a Georgia Carey hat, and Mossad Ayoub and Gail Pepin are in this photograph, and that photograph was taken in the studio prior to the airing of the show. Dan had won a contest and was in the studio with us and got to have dinner with Mossad and Gail and I prior to the show. And it was a tremendous amount of fun. And that clip became, no doubt, just an absolute gold radio legendary moment with the great Mossad Ayoub. Everything in it just fit together. It was perfect. And I hope you enjoyed that. It's always fun to play that. We pull that out on big anniversary shows. So we had to pull that out for you now. It was fantastic. When we come back, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News will be here to give us his take on 15 years. Because, you know, he's been with us nearly a decade as well, too. Integral parts of the show. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
15 years is a big deal. Mark, it's Tom Gresham from Gun Talk Radio. Congrats on a decade and a half of fighting for freedom and the Second Amendment, and for never backing down. Here's to another 15 years of exposing the lies of the gun banners. Well done, Mark.
Wow. Tom Gresham, Greg.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolute legend. You know, before we go to AWR, I used to listen to Tom years ago. And he was a mentor of mine before he even knew he was a mentor of mine. And I used to watch his father on the weekends and the sportsman shows. And Tom and I are now very good friends over all these years, and we work together at Second Amendment Foundation and CCRKBA. And a lot of people might not know this, but I actually replaced him as a member of the board of directors at the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms when he moved over to the Second Amendment Foundation board of directors. So Tom and I, we share some history, and I, over all these years, all I can say, Tom Gresham, is thank you so much, and I cannot wait to bring you to this program. And we are going to do, we've already talked about it, it's just a matter of when we do it, but we're going to do at least 1 hour, and I'd love to do three with Tom. But ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll let you know when that happens. Tom and I have teased that. We'll put it together for you. I can promise you that. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, welcome in, my brother. 15-year anniversary. AWR, I'm going to date us a little bit here. You and I go back a long ways, and I'll tell you, you know, the history of how you came to this program as a regular contributor is fascinating. If you recall, Neil McCabe was a political consultant on this program for many years, and his network would no longer allow him to work with us. And I immediately turned to you, and you have been here faithfully and religiously every single week. I don't even know how many years it's been. Do you?
No, but I'd like back pay.
You... Oh, well, I'm not sure who to turn to get that. I bought it out. I don't know where to go, but I'll tell you what. Maybe there's a Traeger grill in it for you or something somewhere.
I don't know. I know I saw some pictures a while ago, and my pal Steve and beautiful Tiffany were in there in the studio. And, man, I remember last time I was out there, it was just you and me in the studio. See, these years, that's how hard these years have been. Beautiful Tiffany and Steve weren't in there. It was just you and me. But we've stuck it out somehow.
Somehow we have. We have done it. And, you know, a big shout out to Steve and Tiffany, who are big fans of the program, very good friends of ours, as you know. Steve and I and AWR spent some time together at a cigar bar out west just a few months back. We had a wonderful time. I've actually broadcasted the show from their location, and they actually brought in the 15-year anniversary balloons and some of the other stuff that you can't see, and a really nice bottle of the Chris Singleton Traveler Whiskey, which is kind of cool. Maybe we'll tap into that in the classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. You never know. But AWR, it's been a long time, and time keeps flying by. Over these years that you've participated and become the absolute fan favorite that you are, we couldn't do the show without you anymore. It wouldn't be the same. What when you look back over all these years, can you think of something that stands out more than anything else relative to this ongoing battle?
I mean, relative to it, if you look at it, if you could look at it in a linear fashion, moving from A to B, what you'd notice is where we are now on that slide. Gun rights are winning left and right. And you and I made this point a couple of years ago. We made it again. But I, in large part, think Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while everyone thought he was the dumb whatever and he wasn't getting this done and he wasn't getting that done, he was changing the judicial landscape of America.
Yes, he did.
And to me, that's been one of the greatest changes we've seen. And I think I've been with you 10 or 11 years. I think it's been 11. But let's say in those 11 years, you just look. Just last week, Supreme Court takes up quote-unquote ghost gun case.
Right.
Second Amendment Foundation, Foreign Policy Coalition, they win with the U.S. District Court, and the court says Pennsylvania can't keep 18-year-olds from getting concealed carry licenses and can't keep them from carrying guns openly during natural disasters. I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg, too. It's I hate to say it, it's almost all good news, and that is a complete swing from it's almost all bad news, which is where we started 11 years ago.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And, you know, I was reminiscing with Alan about that in the short time that we had. And when we began discussions of even bringing this show to the airwaves, we really didn't even know how we were going to do it. The Heller decision was a mere 7 months old. And then we look at how far we've come since Heller to give us McDonald 2 short years later and now Bruin, which is absolutely changing the landscape. And I guess I'm going to reiterate what you said, but if it were not for Donald Trump and his judicial appointments, we would likely not have gotten the Bruin decision, right?
Right. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, which I probably should not do, but I'm going to.
Do it.
The Supreme Court is hearing the Bump Stock case. They're hearing the quote-unquote ghost gun case. I believe in both cases. They will go against the ATF and tell the ATF to take off their pretend act. You are not legislatures. You are an agency. You do not make law. This is null and void. I believe they'll do that in both cases. If they do it in one, they have to do it in the other because it's
of
the same language. And I believe that is going to be one of the greatest days ever. Little Steve Dettelbach, he's probably not little, he seems kind of tall, but he's kind of weird. He's kind of a dork, and he's going to cry until snot runs out his nose, and then I'm just going to go on out in the field with my buddy, and we're going to shoot bump stocks, and it's going to be a blast, and we're not going to harm anybody. We're just going to have fun.
Speaking of Dettelbach, he reminds me of a tall munchkin. Let me put it that way, because that's what he looks like. If he were short, he'd be a munchkin, but he's tall, so he's a big munchkin.
Reminds me of Howdy Doody without the rosy cheeks.
Well, AWR, when I look back over all of these years, and I believe I've read every word you've written over the years, every single word, because you're a huge source for me and a huge source for this program. You and I have shared information back and forth over the years, and I just simply can't thank you enough for what you bring to this program. I do remember the first conversation that you and I had asking you to come on this program. And, of course, because you're with another outfit, we had to seek, ladies and gentlemen, it's just the way it is. Can we do these things? And the rest is history. And you now get to hear AWR Hawkins every single week on this program. And I do want to shout you out here to listeners. Listeners, AWR Hawkins, as you said, he is not paid to do this. He does it because he believes in what he writes. He believes in the Second Amendment. He believes in this program. He believes in your rights. And he believes that you need to hear these things week after week after week. And AWR, again, thank you so much. And you're right. I think it's been 11 years since we first started those conversations. And God bless you for everything that you do at Breitbart News, brother. It means the world. You've got 20 seconds. I'll give you the last word on our 15th anniversary with you.
Well, just when you're talking, shout out to Steve Bannon, because Steve Bannon's the one that gave me the go to be on with you. He was our chairman of the board at that time. But also, shout out to you, because you've done a great job keeping this train on the tracks, and it's a lot of work to do that. And so I look forward to another 15 years, or another 11, I should say, for myself personally. But, it's good to be in a winning place, and we are in a winning place right now.
That's such great news to hear, ladies and gentlemen, from AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. We do not hear that enough, but we are, in fact, winning this fight. The media will never tell you. And the mere fact that the media doesn't tell you that tells you everything you need to know. When they refuse to tell you that we're winning, you know we're winning. That's why they refuse to tell you. AWR Hawkins, thank you so much. You are a fan favorite for a reason and a dear, dear friend for lots of other reasons beyond just the scope of this program. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Greg, when we come back at the top of the next hour, we've got an original OG roundtable.
Yes,
friend,
we do.
With Neil McCabe, David Kodria, and George the Mad Ogre Hill. It's how it all started, ladies and gentlemen. And that group has not been together in years. We're going to reunite at 6 minutes after. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.